Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, April 26th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 48 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is east at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.13. The dew point is 41 degrees. And the current wind chill is 44 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man on domestic violence charges. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Law enforcement is looking for a man believed to have hurt a mother and child early yesterday. WIBW reports sheriff's deputies were called to the 3800 block of Croco Road and found a woman and her child with non-life-threatening injuries. The sheriff's office is trying to locate Tanner J. Thompson of Topeka in connection with that incident. Thompson has an outstanding felony warrant. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating Thompson. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A three-year-old girl was killed and a woman seriously hurt in a tragic car accident Monday evening. Police said the crash happened at a Quick Trip in the 1400 block of North Nelson Drive in Derby. The vehicle was traveling on Meadowlark and left the roadway, hit the vehicle pumping gas. The three-year-old girl inside the car at the gas pump was killed and the woman pumping gas was seriously hurt. The investigation is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Laura Kelly sees K-12 funding as the most important issue left in the legislative session. And as legislators return to the State House this week to close out the 2023 session, the governor's hopeful that lawmakers will also see the need to fully fund K-12 public schools, as has been done in the past 4 years. The 2024 budget Kelly presented in January included fully funding K-12 schools for the fifth year in a row, and additionally, Kelly included $72.4 million from the state general fund as the first installment of a proposed five-year plan, and an additional $72.4 million from the state general fund would be dedicated to special education each subsequent year of the plan to raise state aid for special education to 92% by fiscal year 2028. While the legislature has yet to pass the proposal, Kelly said she believes lawmakers will make another attempt to pass it. She encouraged citizens to contact their legislators, and Kelly said that she's hopeful that legislators will end up fully funding K-12 public schools. More than 500,000 Kansans are reminded that they face a review over the next year to see if they still qualify for Medicaid, and this is the first check on eligibility since the pandemic prompted a temporary change in rules 3 years ago. That same federal declaration of a public health emergency effectively added tens of thousands to the state's CanCare Medicaid program and temporarily barred states from stripping away the coverage. CanCare enrollment rose by about 130,000 people during the pandemic. However, now those people could lose the government health insurance. The pruning of Kansas Medicaid started last month when the state sent out letters to the first round of people up for renewal. This month, those 33,000 households will be reviewed to see if they still qualify. Experts and healthcare advocates suggest all Kansans on Medicaid update their addresses and prepare needed documents, such as their proof of income. But even with the right documentation, tens of thousands of people currently in the CanCare program may no longer qualify for Medicaid. And that means looking for coverage elsewhere, like through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Some people might temporarily lose Medicaid coverage because they miss deadlines or lack all the needed paperwork. And some people going through the renewal process still may not qualify to stay on Medicaid. So it is recommended to call a navigator with any questions or for assistance going through the paperwork, even if you're denied coverage at first. For those who are no longer eligible for Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act marketplace might offer more affordable options than in the past. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Health and Environment CanCare at cancare.ks.gov. Governor Kelly signed Senate substitute for HB 2302, which is a bipartisan bill that increases funding for the state water plan, including two funds for grants for water-related infrastructure projects. The bill represents a significant increase in funding for water, adding $18 million on top of the annual $8 million for the state water plan and $17 million for the two grant funds. And in total, the bill designates an additional $35 million in funding to protect essential water resources. And the bill includes that it is the legislative intent to continue this funding through 2027. The bill also appropriates $52 million to pay off debt for the Milford and Perry reservoirs, funding that was included in the governor's budget released in January, saving Kansas taxpayers money in long-term interest payments. Governor Kelly also signed House Bill 2279, which is a bipartisan bill that requires Kansas's five groundwater management districts to submit annual reports to the Kansas legislature with updated water conservation and stabilization plans to the Kansas Department of Agriculture. The reports to the legislature will outline expenditures for water conservation efforts and stabilization of agricultural consumption. A groundwater management district oversees the management of groundwater resources, conservation, and use in five regions of the state with significant aquifer storage and use. In Nebraska news, a Kearney man faces a child abuse charge after his infant daughter reportedly suffered burns and broken bones. 19-year-old Cameron Shannon has been charged in Buffalo County Court with child abuse resulting in serious bodily injury. According to an arrest affidavit, on March 25th, Shannon and his girlfriend brought their nearly three-month-old daughter to Kearney Regional Medical Center after she reportedly had burns on her face. The affidavit said the burns extended from the right side of her mouth, her nose, and chin, and stretched to her left cheek, and the burns were reportedly scabbed over. The affidavit said Cameron told a doctor at Kearney Regional that he was giving his infant daughter a bath when he unexpectedly turned on extremely hot water and held her there for approximately 5 seconds. The infant was later transferred to Children's Hospital in Omaha, and a doctor there did not believe that the story Shannon told was plausible. The doctor reportedly found two fractures in the infant's left foot and a possible fractured rib, and she was then placed into foster care. In an interview, Shannon allegedly told a Kearney police investigator that he was frustrated due to the infant spitting up and crying, and he said he had turned on the hot water and placed her head under it for at least 20 seconds. The affidavit said when the investigator asked Shannon about his daughter's broken bones, he requested an attorney. Court records do not list Shannon's next court date or his bond as of late Tuesday morning. Nebraska troopers arrested 13 people on suspicion of driving under the influence during an enforcement campaign that coincided with 420. The campaign, which ran from Wednesday to Sunday, had troopers on the lookout for impaired drivers across Nebraska. The troopers arrested 11 on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol, and the other two drivers were suspected to be under the influence of drugs. Additionally, troopers ticketed 295 drivers on suspicion of speeding and helped 184 drivers across the state. The campaign was paid for by a grant from the Nebraska Department of Transportation's Highway Safety Office. A woman is behind bars after allegedly stabbing a man in Bladen, leading to an elementary school to go into lockout. The Webster County Sheriff's Office said just before 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday, deputies responded to a reported domestic disturbance in the 600 block of Main Street in Bladen, where a man stated that he had been stabbed twice in the arm by 32-year-old Holly Hartman. The male victim was transported to Mary Lanning Healthcare in Hastings with non-life-threatening injuries. The Webster County Sheriff's Department notified the Silver Lake Elementary School and advised them of the situation, and out of an abundance of caution, the school went into a lockout scenario. With the assistance of the Nebraska State Patrol, the Sheriff's Office conducted a search of the area for Hartman. Just before 12:15 p.m., officers knocked on a residence located on O Street. However, no one answered the door at the residence. Approximately 10 to 15 minutes later, officers observed Hartman standing on the porch of the residence that had been checked earlier, and she was then arrested without incident. Silver Lake Elementary School was then contacted, and the lockout was lifted. Hartman was taken to Webster County Community Hospital and was booked into the Webster County Jail. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced awardees for the second round of the Building a Stronger Economy, or BASE, Economic Development Grant Program. 38 awardees will receive a share of nearly $50 million in BASE grants, which will be used to address infrastructure and economic development needs where solutions were delayed or slowed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Kansas Department of Commerce reviewed over more than 400 applications from the first round and more than 100 new applications from the second round. And in total, more than $2 billion in funding was requested for nearly $50 million program, demonstrating both the need for the program and the many opportunities that exist throughout the state. Kelly said to continue the success in attracting businesses and creating jobs in Kansas, they must invest in infrastructure and economic development. And that's exactly what the grants do. She said she was proud that they were able to work together across party lines to continue driving the state forward. Northwest Kansas projects and organizations receiving grants include locally Northwest Kansas Housing Incorporated in Phillipsburg for infrastructure for Janisonius development in the amount of $1,608,287, in Norton County Economic Development Board for the Norton County Economic Development Housing Development in the amount of $1,080,000. The second round of the BASE Grant Program, as approved by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee, offers matching funds to address economic development opportunities with the goal of expanding the state's base of businesses and residents. For a full list of BASE grant recipients and more information on the program, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/BASE grant. One person was injured in an accident just after 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday in Norton County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2003 Jeep Liberty driven by Katana M. Schilling, 18 of Almena, was westbound on U.S. 36, 8 miles east of Norton, when the Jeep traveled onto the right shoulder of the road, skidded back onto the road, traveled into the north ditch, and overturned. EMS transported Schilling to the Norton County Hospital, and she was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will host its next public meeting at noon tomorrow, April 27th, at the Wyandotte County Historical Museum in Bonner Springs. The meeting, which will also be offered virtually Zoom, will begin with an introduction of commissioners and guests, a review of agenda items, and the approval of past minutes. Commissioners will then have final discussion on staff recommendations before taking a vote that includes the fall turkey season bag limit and permits, the spring turkey season bag limits and permits, and the proposed 2024 spring turkey season dates. Following the public hearing portion of the meeting, commissioners will welcome public comment on non-agenda items and then hear an agency and state fiscal status update, followed by a brief legislative update. A general discussion period will follow before commissioners hear several workshop session items, which are proposed regulation changes that may be voted on at a future date. And before adjourning, commissioners will once again set aside time for public comment on non-agenda items. The public is welcome and encouraged to participate in person or virtually via Zoom, and virtual participants can access login instructions at ksoutdoors.com/kdwp-info/commission. Or watch live video and audio stream of the meeting by visiting ksoutdoors.com and following a link. Any individual with a disability may request other accommodations by contacting the commission secretary. The next Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission meeting will take place on June 22nd at Acorns Resort in Milford. Funeral services for Dale Schultz, 74, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Wednesday, April 26th, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton FFA and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be hamburger on a bun, corn, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pizza, salad, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools: at 2:23 p.m., the Junior High K Board meeting, and at 2:23 p.m., a Blue Crew meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your local experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is a 20% chance of showers before 11 a.m. and some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 62 and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 34 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 71 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 42. The chance of precipitation for Thursday night is 80%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that could be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, there is a 50% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 57 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 71 and breezy. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 68. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 68. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 48 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is east at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.14. The dew point is 41 degrees. And the current wind chill is 44 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. With the NFL draft just a few days away, it's been all talk where the Chiefs will be and who they'll pick at pick 31. But there's also the suggestion that the Chiefs will trade up or trade back out of the first round. And Matt Dierick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio Wind Peak. And he discussed would the Chiefs trade back with the draft being hosted in Kansas City and what it would take for the Chiefs to move out of that spot at pick 31.
I think the Chiefs want to take a pick in the first round. But if they get an offer that's just too good, I mean, they'd have to consider it. But once again, I mean, I think we go back to, you know, what's going to be available, you know, who's going to be falling down the board, to, you know, or if there's a team that wants to be able to get up to get that fifth round option. That's really the key, at, you know, moving out of 3-1. And it's just, we've seen before with the Chiefs and, you know, the 2020 draft, there's no guarantee that that kind of setup will come to fruition. So, we'll see, but I think more than likely than not, they'll stay at 31, but I will be on the guard starting at like 21 to see if they're going to trade up.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fund.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We have quite a pleasant sight when we take a look at radar, and that is showing all of southwestern Kansas receiving some rainfall. There's even some pockets of moderate rainfall. This area has been so dry for so long in this exceptional drought. This moisture is desperately welcome. Now, as we go throughout the rest of the state, we should stay dry for most of today, with rain chances increasing Thursday night into Friday across eastern Kansas as a cold front and another system arrive out of Canada. Looks like the weekend is going to be dry as high pressure builds in, with temperatures running near normal. In northwestern Kansas, rain today with a high in the low 50s. In north central Kansas, a few scattered showers this afternoon with a high 65. Northeastern Kansas, cloudy with a high in the mid 60s. In southwestern Kansas, some rain possible today with a high in the upper 40s. South central Kansas, showers off and on with a high in the low 50s. And in southeastern Kansas, areas of rain increasing this afternoon with a high temperature in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather. Now, the cattle complex settled lower on Tuesday. Cattle traders are uncertain over cash this week due to what took place last week and a variable box beef prices. Now, hogs were under some pressure in nearby months due to weaker cutouts Monday, with later contracts posting minor gains. As far as grains are concerned, corn futures are higher this Wednesday morning, but are well off the overnight highs. Soybean prices built on Monday's poor session with even worse trade on Tuesday, and the poor technical outlook combined with concerns about further Brazilian imports seem to be the driver for this leg lower. Wheat prices are mixed this Wednesday morning, with Kansas City wheat slightly lower and both Chicago and Minneapolis slightly higher. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Lawmakers in both the House and Senate voted to roll back the new Waters of the U.S. rule. The Congressional Review Act resolution of disapproval passed in the Senate with a bipartisan vote of 53-43, and in the House, a vote of 227-198. Despite that, President Biden vetoed the resolution.
He is not going to follow the will of Congress to repeal this rule. It was a